Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A man who has called it the long war, it certainly is that, is our guest at this moment. He is Bill Roggio, the managing editor of an absolutely indispensable resource. He calls it the Long War Journal. It is a product of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, where Bill is a senior fellow. He's also the president of Public Multimedia Incorporated, a contributor mightily to the national security policy debate, particularly about terrorism and the jihad that is primarily responsible for it. Always a welcome guest, I think, for the first time in 2015. Happy New Year to you, such as it is. Bill Roggio, welcome back.
Thanks, Frank, and happy New Year to you and your listeners as well.
Things that have made it less than happy for lots of people, of course, are attacks that jihadists have been mounting of late in what you might call Western nations, certainly not Muslim nations. Let's start with what you make of the attacks that caught so much attention in France last week and where you think it leaves us with respect to the possibility of more such things happening there.
Yeah, the attack itself, now that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has officially claimed credit for the attack, it's evidence that Al-Qaeda's network, as the Obama administration has claimed repeatedly, has not collapsed. It's still capable of conducting terrorist attacks in the West while waging their local insurgencies. It's evidence that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula isn't only concerned about conducting attacks within its country or fighting its local insurgencies, as administration officials have claimed. And we have to keep in mind that President Obama, called Yemen and Somalia counterterrorism operations and described them as successful, and that this is the model that was going to be used going forward with Iraq and now Syria. And, if this is what success looks like, I'd hate to see failure, because it's obvious that, there's links between these jihadists and Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. One or more probably went to Yemen, and this is according to press reports, and have trained there and have seen support and money. AQAP has stated as much. And so these networks are, again, they're still active despite years of drone strikes that have targeted leaders and operatives. Fighting a remote war is just not enough, and the administration refuses to recognize this because it doesn't want to do things like put boots on the ground or wage an ideological war against the group. It just wants to try and target leaders with drones and say everything is going great. And the other thing about the attack, too, it's clear these guys, it was clear from within hours of the attack, if you watch the video, that they had some form of training, likely were on a battlefield, something to that effect. When you watched how they moved and operated, was it as professional as U.S. Delta Force or Navy SEALs? No, but it was professional enough that they were able to hit their target, kill policemen, and cause them to, go on the lam for 3 days, but cause basically, much of Paris to shut down.
To be shut down, absolutely. Bill Roggio, one of the other places where presumably they've been getting some of this training, maybe in the prison system of France, where they spent some time. And we'll be talking a little bit later in the program with an expert on this danger of the sort of indoctrination and equipping of jihadists in correctional facilities in the West. But let me turn to a part of the Western world, broadly defined, the non-Islamic world at this point, at least, that didn't get as much attention despite an even more horrific act of global jihad against it. And that is Nigeria at the hands of this group, Boko Haram. What happened there, Bill, and again, is even worse in prospect?
Yeah, about a week and a half ago, Boko Haram, which is a jihadist group that is linked to al-Qaeda's branches in Africa and whose leader has communicated with al-Qaeda's quote-unquote core leadership in Afghanistan, Pakistan. It launched an all-out assault on a multinational base in a town called Baga in northeastern Nigeria. This base was used to conduct counterterrorism and interdiction operations in the Lake Chad region and cut some troops from Niger, Chad, Cameroon, and Nigeria operated at this base. Hundreds of Boko Haram fighters overran the base, and then they began proceeding attacking nearby the town of Baga and nearby villages as well. And the initial reports were Amnesty International claimed that possibly 2,000 killed. The reports have been that's now said to be 2,000 killed or missing. Regardless, at least 150 to 200 people were killed during this assault. It's just evidence that Boko Haram, like other jihadist groups operating, have taken it up a notch and are launching. You know, it's not just a terrorist group that seeks to detonate a bomb in a market. They seek to control territory because they seek to establish a global Islamic caliphate and impose Sharia law. This is what their end game is.
And this is really the point that I guess you and I visit about with some regularity, because it's so striking that we're seeing this manifest itself, this Sharia-driven global jihad, truly worldwide, including parts removed from the areas we've been discussing as far as Australia and Indonesia and Bangladesh and of course, Central Asia. And yet what we're hearing from the Obama administration insistently is this really has nothing to do with Islam, which means, of course, nothing to do with Sharia. It's Islamic supremacist code. What do you make, for example, Bill, of the idea of convening a meeting on countering violent extremism next month, especially in the aftermath of the president sort of giving a miss to the sort of solidarity demonstration in Paris that seemingly brought most of the rest of the free world together in opposition to this Islamic jihadism?
Look, the administration just does not want to recognize that a segment of Islam, I don't know what that significant segment, whether it's 2%, 5%, 8%, I don't know what that exact number is. I don't know that anyone does. But it's significant enough that they're able to wage multiple insurgencies and control territory in a vast number of Islamic countries or countries like Nigeria, which are mixed, you know, throughout the world. So until they recognize that there is a radical segment within Islam that is seeking to impose a global caliphate and establish global Sharia law, we're not going to be able to fight this enemy properly.
Boy, isn't that true? And it's been said repeatedly throughout history, and yet we seem determined to try to demonstrate it's not so. Let me just say in this regard, Bill Roggio, that we're unveiling tomorrow at the National Press Club, the Center for Security Policy will be unveiling a project that it has sponsored, a tiger team, we call it, to lay out a strategy that really stands in stark contrast to what you've just described quite correctly as that of the Obama administration. I mean, I don't know that it's not overly dignifying it to call it a strategy, but what we're offering is certainly an alternative to the approach, let's call it that, of the Obama administration, rooted in exactly what you've said, the notion that we're up against a jihadist movement that is global in character and has a very clear animating ideology, one that must be countered as such.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I hope and pray that the administration is able to finally at some point recognize that, you know, what it has done over the past 6 years has not only not helped, but has harmed our efforts in waging war against this group, because they've only succeeded in taking more territory, expanding their reach, expanding their recruiting base.
And emboldening them to take still more in the confidence that they'll be able to succeed and perhaps ultimately prevail. It is, in their view, God's will, after all. Bill Roggio, God has blessed us with the Long War Journal, and we are very grateful for your work there, as well as the reporting and the embedding and the service to our military that you've rendered in the past. I can't tell you how much I've appreciated talking with you throughout 2014 and look forward to doing a lot of it in 2015 as well. Come back to us again next week. Next up, career intelligence professional Fred Flakes joins us to dissect the administration's doubling down on this countering violent extremism nonsense. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.